Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Help for small business in Fort Worth. It's called Preserve the Fort. It's a new grant program offering $10 million. Robert Stearns is the economic development director for the city, and he's joining us now live on the KRLD Newsline. Mr. Stearns, thanks for the time.
No, thank you for having me.
Where'd you find $10 million?
Well, the city received a direct allocation of funding from the federal government as part of the CARES Act legislation. And so we decided to pull a portion of that funding to set up this grant program to assist our small businesses that are still being significantly impacted by the pandemic and looking for financial resources to help them pull through.
And how will the money actually be dispersed? Do people have to sign up for an application online, or how will that happen?
Yes, the application actually launched this morning, and so that is through the city's website. We developed this in a partnership with the United Way and our Fort Worth Chamber of Commerce, the Metropolitan Black Chamber, and the Fort Worth Hispanic Chamber. And so businesses that are interested in applying can go through the city's website. That will get them to the application portal, and then that would be where the actual documentation would need to be submitted.
And you've broken it down, kind of breaking it down to the quarters, haven't you, for certain types of businesses?
Correct. We definitely understood that there were a wide range of businesses that were being impacted by the pandemic. And so we wanted to do a direct allocation of $2.5 million to minority-owned businesses. Another $2.5 million will go into some of our designated investment zones and our neighborhood empowerment zones. And then the remaining $5 million of the fund would be allocated towards citywide support.
And do you expect this money to be enough for all of your businesses in the area, or do you think that might need to be more after this?
You know, I think this will be helpful, but it's, you know, $10 million, while it is a lot of money, the financial impact that we're receiving or we're seeing across the board from our small businesses is pretty devastating. And so, you know, we know that we're going to be able to help some businesses, but I don't have any illusions that this $10 million is going to solve all of the issues that our small businesses are facing. We do have another $5 million that is being held in reserve, so we could do an additional grant program or provide some other type of programming after we close out the grant rounds to see what support we can provide.
What kinds of grants are you going to be offering up? Is there any kind of limits as far as the money that you're going to disperse to one particular company?
Yes, the program is basically set up to provide a certain level of funding based on the number of employees you had prior to the pandemic and being able to show what those impacts have been since the city's first declaration order. So for what we're calling micro enterprises, small businesses, less than five employees, sole proprietors, et cetera, they'll be eligible for a $5,000 grant. And as your employment levels go up, you would be eligible for different levels of funding. So if you have less than 25 employees, you'd be eligible for $7,500. If you have less than 50 employees, you'd be eligible for a $10,000 grant. And then if you were 250 employees or less, you'd be eligible for a $50,000 grant.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.